I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hello. Welcome to our new podcast, The Signal
and the Noise,
that will attempt to give you a peek into the inner workings of Mint's long stories. This is Sunit.
And I am Ajay.
And we are both editors with Mint.
Hi, Sunit. It's the age of social distance, but I'm still able to talk to you thanks to Skype. How are you holding up?
Not too bad, Ajay. How about you?
I'm fine, I guess, but what an extraordinary time to live in, 21 days of isolation.
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, you know, by now I think I've explored almost every inch of my house.
Yeah, I know the feeling. But I suppose we are the lucky ones.
Yeah, so many migrant families are walking along highways for 4 or 5 days just to reach their native villages.
It's just so much chaos everywhere. It's as if the world has completely changed in just a few weeks.
Have you ever seen anything like this before? Like a lockdown of this nature?
I haven't, but others have.
Like in your family?
No, in history. I've been looking up historical events that offer some reference, some way to make sense of what we're going through.
And people have been locked up inside their houses like this before?
Yeah, many times. The scale was different, of course. It didn't affect this many people because there weren't as many people on the entire planet. But disease has been pinging at humanity's defenses for a long time.
And quarantine or isolation was the only answer?
Yeah, modern medicine didn't exist, remember?
Wow, so this new virus has just made us go back in time then to experience how people usually reacted to a disease outbreak 500 or 1,000 years ago.
Actually, the first recorded instance of influenza or the flu goes all the way back to 400 BC, written down by a Greek physician, Hippocrates. That's 2,500 years ago, Ajay.
Ah, so if mass quarantines were quite literally the only weapon we had against pathogens, it's almost like we're time traveling. We're going through what so many humans have witnessed through history. While sitting inside the four walls of our homes, of course.
Yeah.
That's eerily beautiful, Sunit. Is that why you asked Ramin to write about what we can learn from the history of lockdowns?
Yes, Ramin Jahanbegloo is a philosopher of Iranian descent who lives and works in Delhi. I asked him whether he would give it a shot. And he said, yes, he'll do something on the history of lockdowns in 24 hours. And that's what he did. He delivered in 24 hours.
And he mentioned so many plagues which resulted in people getting locked up inside their houses. London's Great Plague in the 1600s, one in France in 1720. But I think the one that everyone knows about is, of course, the Black Death.
Yeah, Black Death. The most enduring memory from the Middle Ages, at least in Europe. It started in the 1340s, most likely as a result of plague-carrying rats that jumped off trading ships which docked in Italy.
Jesus, Italy? They are one of the worst hit again. So they do have some collective memory of this.
Yeah, In fact, quarantine as a public health strategy, at least the way we understand it, began in Italian city-states in the 1400s. It was a direct response to the plague epidemic which swept through Europe in the Middle Ages.
And Ramin mentions the many unintended consequences of these quarantines, like the seafaring voyages that began in the late 1400s. You lock up enough people for months and years, and at least some of them would want to become explorers. They'd want to set sail to North and South America and India.
And that created the world as we know it today. The 15th century quarantines changed politics and society profoundly.
I wonder what changes we are in for and how long this is going to last.
Well, it's really hard to guess. The only example we have of a countrywide lockdown, at least in our lifetime, is in Chernobyl.
Oh yes, the nuclear reactor explosion, right? The TV miniseries about the incident is just crazy. They had to shut down nearly all of Ukraine because radioactive dust was floating in the wind.
And that went on for many months.
You know, after watching that TV show on Chernobyl, I read the work of Svetlana Alexievich. She's a Nobel Literature Prize winner. And she writes about how Chernobyl had all the hallmarks of war, hordes of soldiers, evacuation, abandoned houses. It's remarkable how many Russians and Ukrainians still compare their experience of Chernobyl to living through a war. And that terminology is back in place, isn't it? Trump keeps talking about how he's a wartime president.
Yes. You're right. Maybe that's the only reference point human society has. Or that all these supply shortages and movement restrictions feel like we are at war.
But you know, I'm actually very tired of this war.
Ah, me too.
Maybe we'll get to a vaccine soon. Maybe we will find a way out of this sooner than we think.
I hope so too, Ajay. For now, I have to go and do the dishes. So I hope everyone out there stays safe and calm. We'll get through this together.
You have been listening to The Signal in the Noise, with me being the signal, of course. We would love to hear from you. Reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @HTSmartcast. Or you can also reach out to us personally
at Sunit Arora
and at AJ Axiom. To listen to more such interesting podcasts, do log on to htsmartcast.com. We'll be back next week with a new story and some awesome banter.
And lots of fun.
This was a LiveMint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Miles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.